Rabbi Tzvi had chapter 4, Mishnah 8, Chamisha Chum Shin Hain. There are five fifths. In other words, there are five times where you add a fifth to what you have to give back. Oichel Truma, if someone eats Truma in error, so he has to pay back to the kind of the amount of the Truma, plus he has to add a fifth. Trumas Masa, also the part that the Levi gives to the kohen, someone eats that in error, also got to give it back plus a fifth. Trumas Masa shall demai, even if it was Truma Masa of demai, even if it was demai, the crop that was in doubt, you still have to pay back plus a fifth. Vachale, if someone eats chala, that has to go to the kohen in error, has to pay back plus a fifth. Vabikurim, if someone eats first fruits, payback plus a fifth. Moisev Chomesh, in all of these cases, he has to add a fifth. If someone redeems Nata Revia, the fourth year of their vineyard, they have to pay. They redeem it because it had to be taken up and eaten in Yerushalayim, and Masa Sheni had to be taken up and eaten in Yerushalayim. So if you weren't going there right now, you could redeem it onto money, add on the fifth, and then take the money up and buy stuff in Yerushalayim. So in all of those cases, Moisef Chomesh. Hapoide es Hekdasha, someone who redeems sanctified property. If you donate property to the temple, now you want to redeem it. You don't actually want to give that thing to the temple, so you can redeem it onto money. And again, Moisef Chomesh, you have to add on a fifth. Haneh b'shave prutim min ha-hekdesh. And if someone gets a prutah's worth of benefit from the temple property, Moisef Chomesh, he has to add on a fifth when he pays back. Hagoizel es chaveru shava pruta, and if someone robs his fellow of a pruta, the nishpalo, and he swears to him, sorry, this is your case, L, and he swears to him, Moisef Chomesh, he's got to add on a fifth when he pays back the amount that he has to pay back.